This is the Thursday afternoon show with Tom and Hannah, and we are joined by Tyler Gorman. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank
it's
you.
A pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
so,
it.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to you over the next hour or so. We're going to be talking a little bit about the music that you make and kind of some of the things that you do, all that good stuff, and to begin with, would you be able to, so for the people who don't know you, give like kind of an intro to you, so kind of like the things that inspire your musical inspirations and kind of describe your sound, I guess.
If anyone doesn't know me, I am Tyler Gorman. I am an 18-year-old and I like to play a bit of music, and I think quite a lot of people have unintentionally seen me about that. I was labelled for a long time the guy that busks outside Poundland for the longest time. Now it's moved to Topshop.
Nice.
But now I'm that guy from YouTube.
Yeah, you know, that guy.
You know, it's kind of cringy, but it's cool. But no, I think musical inspirations, I've got quite a few at the moment. I think my top 4 or 5 would be people like Cave Town, Rochester, Orange County, Ed Sheeran, I've got influences with. And there's loads of different other ones, like 1975, I'm quite a big fan of as well. I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah, no, they're great, yeah.
And my sound, I don't... It's so hard to put a label at the
moment. Yeah, I know that's quite a difficult one to start
I'm
with.
I'm shifting.
Yeah,
just like a general. But I feel like my... Probably, like, an amalgamation of kind of indie, alternative bedroom pop.
Right.
Because I do it in my bedroom. That's a term now. Bedroom
that's
is a term. And I love it. And
I
I'm so
good.
Being bedroom pop right now. But I don't know. I think it's always open to interpretation.
Flying the flag for bedroom pop here. So, that's the intro to you.
Yes.
Tyler Gorman, also known as Guy Outside Topshop.
Yes.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, it's cool, man.
And we'll be talking a little bit about, you do some stuff online.
Yeah.
And so we'll talk a little bit about that. I don't want to... If that's cool, we'll talk a little bit about that in just a moment. But we were going to, hopefully, listen to a song.
Yes. Oh, man. This is... Let's see. I wrote... Should I play any song? Yeah.
Any, just,
okay, so I haven't released this one.
Ooh.
So sneak peek.
Sneaky. Sneaky peek.
People on my Instagram know about it, and they always seem to like it. However, my parents, I played my parents it, and my mum's like, it's really cool, but it's a bit rude. And I was like, why? And they were like, just the words you use, like, there's, the name of it isn't actually what it means.
Right. Okay. We've got to make sure we're... Because this is daytime radio.
It's kind of PG. It's like PG-13.
All right.
I'll change the word.
Sure. Yes.
But it's 3 letters.
3 letters.
Yeah.
This is like a consonant, a vowel.
It's graveyard like something.
Yes. Okay,
three
so
letters.
Here it is.
Hope you like it.
Before the break, we listened to the wonderful song Graveyard by Tyler Gorman, who is still in the studio with us.
Hello.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
And so before that, we gave a quick intro to
intro.
You, the
what
stuff you do.
Me?
Hello.
Hello.
Amazing. Great
I'm
stuff.
Here.
Yes. And so an intro to you and some of your musical inspirations and the kind of stuff that you like to make. And now I wanted to kind of switch gears a bit, because often when I have musicians come on, they're always it's kind of they've got a couple of singles out, and it's all about the Spotify and the Apple
definitely.
Music and the Google Play. But you do stuff on YouTube, which is a bit different to most people.
No. Actually, I went to Platform One, and I think I started doing it midway through the end of first year, and then throughout the second year, and it was like no one else was really doing it, and they were kind of like, "What the hell are you doing? You're kind of weird."
Yeah,
and I was just like, "Yeah, but it's fun."
It's working though.
It's working now. I'm getting there. I'm almost at, I think, 3K. This is crazy.
Oh,
yeah. No, I've proper gotten like, and it's weird though because it's like all over the place. Like I've got half of my like fan base, is in America. Really? It's really interesting, but it's like, yeah. It sucks because it's like, if I'm doing a gig, they're like, I'd love to come, but... I live in the USA,
but...
Yeah, but it's amazing. Yeah,
it's amazing to think that there are such a large amount of people out
there. Yeah, no, you don't realise how many people there are.
You don't.
Until they kind of find you, and it's like, what?
yeah, being recognised. You're that guy from...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so odd. It's weird. So, it's surreal, but it's fun.
Yeah. Was there anything particular that made you choose that YouTube over just doing, like, the normal things, or was it...
I think I'm a bit scared of doing it. Like, I really want my when I do finally record my music, so I've technically got an EP's worth of, like, music. When I'm ready to do that, I really want it to be the best as it can be.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm still working out how I want things to sound, because I've been looking into whether I want it to be, like, fully acoustic.
Right.
Like, because that was my thing when I first started out, but now that I've been kind of, I've listened to all these cool new bands like Retro's County, Panic at Disco, and kind of Youngblood and everyone else, they're more kind of, they've got like a band feel, and I'd love to kind of replicate that, and I can do that, but I'm still just finding out what my sort of sound is. So, but I found YouTube is the best, because it doesn't just have to be like my music, it can also show, I'm because of my ADHD, I quite like the kind of showing my personality, and on YouTube and Instagram, you can see different sides of my personality. It's quite fun.
Yeah.
And I don't have to just do songs. I can just, like, talk.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, it gives the ability to get to know the artist more than just listening to the music.
Because there's this one artist that I think helped inspire me. There's two of them originally. I think the first one's a guy called Lewis Watson. I watched his YouTube videos, and that's why I started.
Right.
But I think 4 months afterwards, I found this YouTuber called Cavetown, who's like, he's blown up recently. It's crazy.
Right.
I'm so proud of him because I love his music so much. But he did the same thing in the sense of, like, he showed his personality for over like, I think when he started when he was 14, he's now 20. So it, like, everyone got to see that development, and it just built such a kind of, like, it just, like, a humanity almost, which you don't really see a lot in, like, big bands. Like, they're kind of untouchable people that are, like, Up above everyone else. Whereas, like, when you, like, look into someone else's videos, it's still similar to a degree, but, like, you're seeing more of them, and you're seeing how, like, it's more honest, like that.
Yeah, it's a bit down to earth. And you were saying that the Cavetown person, like, 14 to 20, so much can change in those years.
Definitely, it did.
And I guess it really builds up that connection. Mm. So, it's around 3:30, so I think we've got the second of the songs we're going to do live in the studio now.
Yes.
I know. We're throwing them out. So this one's called Dancing on the Moon, so I'll let you take it away. This is the Thursday Afternoon Show with me, Tom, and Hannah's here as well.
Hello.
And Tyler. Never forget Tyler. No, the special guest. Never forget the special guest. That's rule one of having anyone on the radio show, is don't forget they're there. Hello.
Hello.
So before we go into another song, I wanted to quickly talk about, because you mentioned on the YouTube channel you do kind of both covers, and we've been listening to some originals today. Do you kind of have, like, a preference? Do you like doing which one do you like doing more? I know I'm hitting you with the tough questions.
I love replicating covers, because if you check out my YouTube, Tyler Gorman.
Yeah, no, it's cool. We've got Plug Zone at the end of the interview. It's cool.
But if you check my YouTube, most of the time, in regards to covers, they're not like, I just play guitar. Like, I'll overdub loads of different guitar lines. I'll add bass into it. My newest cover that's going to come out, hopefully this week coming, it's a Cavetown cover, actually.
Ah,
he
nice.
Released a new song.
Nice.
And I fell in love with it. And it's the first time I'm using, like, drum beats to it. So I've proper amped it all up, but my favourite thing is listening to a song, hearing everything that's in it, and then trying to replicate every instrument or everything that's in there.
Yeah.
So that's what I've done with that, and you can see that through a bunch of my songs. But I do have acoustic covers, but I love that. But I do prefer, when I'm really proud of an original song, I do like doing that. But the only thing is, because I replicate other covers, I feel like I've got to make it to that standard, and then I'm like, how do I turn my new acoustic song into something really big?
Yeah.
Dreading it, because it's like, what if I just, what can I do? There's so many different things.
Sometimes less is more.
That is
sometimes
true.
Less
that is
more.
True. But no, I think I like the idea of breaking down stuff and then building up on it.
Yeah.
So I think I don't really have a preference, especially when I'm busking as well. I do love playing covers, but I also like the kind of the freeness that is, that it's like your music that you're singing to people, especially when people enjoy it as well.
Yeah, I guess it's easier to kind of make it your own when it is your own music, obviously. And so you mentioned you were doing some busking, and you were doing some busking earlier today.
Yes, I did. Yeah,
I know.
I was a bit late,
it's fine. I'm not complaining. Nobody's complaining. It's great. You're here you had loads of time. It's fine. Don't worry. And, you've done a lot of busking.
Yes.
So is there any, standout moment or something? Oh, I know.
There's so many. Well, I can tell you the reason why I start busking.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because I've been busking for about 4 years now.
Wow.
It's crazy. I started when I picked up the guitar, and that was from, I think, my parents owned a farm at the time.
Right, yeah.
So we had a radio on all the time when we were just, chilling. And I think George Ezra just started to get big. His song Budapest, came out, and, it was on the radio. And I was like, whoa.
That is a great
this
song.
This is a cool song. I want to play guitar. So I begged my parents for my birthday to get me a guitar. And then I was really bad. I'd only been playing for 4 months. I thought it was the best. And I think I saw an old friend of mine that went to my primary school, and she was really small and petite and everything. And I didn't know she did anything that extravagant. I didn't know she was busking or whatever. And I heard her voice for the first time. I was like, oh my gosh, it was so strong and powerful in there with her guitar, and she's just doing that. And I was like, well, I mean, if she can do it,
give it a try.
I can do it. And it was just that kind of childlike, it's whatever. So I just did that, and then I just learned to really enjoy it, I think. But I think I had recently in Portsmouth.
Recently,
I say recently, a few months ago. I was busking, and halfway through my set busking, because I was by the, I think the shopping centre, the doors opened, and then it was just a legion of stormtroopers came out. It was so weird.
It's funny the stuff that you see. Yeah.
But they all just swarmed me, and Darth Vader was there, and I was just
crazy.
And then they all just started dancing to my music. It was the coolest thing ever. But I was just like, what the hell is going on?
It's like your own private cantina scene.
Pretty much. They had their guns, and they were proper doing that. And I think that was quite fun, if I'm honest.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That was. Yeah, it's crazy some of the stuff that happens out on the streets, people watching is great.
It's mad, especially when you, you're able to interact with people as well, because I think I went to Manchester for a week as well recently, first time I went busking there, and I realised how big everything was, and I was like, oh my god, I really want to live in Manchester now.
Yeah, I went to a uni open day up there, and everything's so tall.
It's so cool, isn't
it? It's so big.
Yeah, no, I really like Piccadilly Gardens. It's really fun there.
Yeah.
But no, I went there, and I was joking to my auntie who I was staying with. I was like, last day or throughout the week, I'm going to get a crowd. And last day, I got a crowd. It was so weird. I'd never had that before.
Destiny.
So I was just like, oh my god, this is amazing.
Prophecy fulfilled.
But in regards to performances, I think my best moment so far has been probably the gig I did at the Olive Festival this year.
Oh yeah.
It was the first time I properly used my loop pedal in a live setting. I used to do it with some gigs, but I'd been getting ready to turn my acoustic songs into loop pedal songs, similar to Ed Sheeran, and so I was a bit stressed out because I'd never done that. But when I was first on, and when I was playing, I think the tent was almost full, and I was just like, why is there so many people here? This is amazing. But it was just so fun, really. But
so that's some great stuff. So we're gonna be talking again to you in just a moment, all about a little bit more about your music and stuff like that, but we'll listen to some Paramore in a bit. But first, another word from our sponsors, if you don't mind. I don't mind. I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Anyway, here it is. It's the Thursday afternoon show. My name is Tom Jackson. Hannah's here as well.
Hello.
And we are joined by Tyler Gorman still.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm still here.
I know. At this point in every interview, I'm always surprised I haven't really annoyed the person and they've wandered off.
No, you're a very good host. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to be like, yes, I've made it, Mom. So, before the break, we were talking a bit about kind of the covers that you do and stuff like that. And we also heard one of your songs, Dancing in the Moon, which was great. It was sounding great.
Thank you.
And so, at this point, I wanted to ask for if people have enjoyed what they've heard. and they wanna go search up Tyler Coleman. If they want to search you up, where can they go and find you?
You can find me on pretty much everything. When you regards to having a lot of people on Spotify, I don't have Spotify, but I've got something called Bandcamp, which is like a similar. It's more an independent. It's kind of you build it yourself. Sort of. And I think I've got two tracks up there. But I'm on Bandcamp. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. The main things that I post is on YouTube and Instagram. However, if you want some dumb tweets, then check out my Twitter. And
always it's, down for the dumb
it's,
tweets.
It's always... I think my last tweet was, I have a fondness for chipolatas from Co-op. It was such a... they're
but
just
they're
so
great.
Good.
They are. They're great.
Yeah, but I think it's Tyler underscore Gorman underscore. And that's for, like, everything, pretty much.
Great. So that's where people can find you.
Yes.
And this is the cheeky question I do at the end of every interview for when I have musicians on. So do you have any interesting future plans in the works?
I do, actually.
Okay.
I've always wanted to do this.
Right.
But I don't know if it's going to happen. Basically, because I'm going to be starting uni, I'm going to be learning to drive, and I'd like to turn a van into, like a little studio thing. Like
that's...
And I kind of want to go busking all over the UK.
That's such a cool
idea. Do loads
idea.
Of open mics and I just go that. From there. Hopefully that'll work, but I'll have YouTube on the side with everything else.
Yeah.
But I think, because I really would like music to be my career, if that makes sense, because I'm kind of useless with everything else. No, I can
sure
make a good
not.
Scrambled
sure
egg. But
yeah, scrambled egg.
You know. But,
scrambled egg champion.
But no, I think music is definitely the thing for me. So I think that's going to be really cool to do that. But in regards to other stuff, hopefully just do a bunch more festivals and just play everywhere.
Definitely. So that's the interesting future plan. The van. I love the van idea
so
much.
It's a bit
much.
Nomadic. But
yeah,
it's
but
fun.
It's really...
I think it's really... I think it'll be quite interesting, you know?
Because that's I kind of went through my mind thinking, have I heard anything like that before? But no, and it's such. I'm surprised that nobody isn't doing it.
I don't get it.
I know.
It'd be like cost effectively. Like if you, as long as you get the insurance and everything off, it's cheaper. You basically got a house on wheels. You can go anywhere. Especially if you're obviously I'll be busking, so that'll pay for my fuel and everything.
Yeah.
So it's achievable.
It's
you know?
Good stuff. So. Before we go, we'll listen to one more song live in the studio. And thank you very much for coming in and doing
it. Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure having you in. So this one's going to be called Telephones, isn't it?
This was the first song that I put onto my YouTube.
Amazing.
And it was the first original that I'd properly been happy with, if that makes sense. But it's normally played on ukulele, so I'm going to...
So just pitch it up in your mind.
Yeah,
brilliant.
But this is called Telephones.
We've come to the end of the time with you. I know. It's so sad.
So fast.
No, it has. It does go very fast. But it's been an absolute pleasure having
you
on. You're welcome back anytime.
Yes.
So,
next week.
Yeah, come on. Why not? Yeah, can't get enough. Come on. So, to take us up to the news for 3 o'clock, here is 5 Seconds of Summer with Easier. We will be back, me and Hannah, afterwards,
banger.
Talking about all sorts of funny stuff. See you in a bit.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. The only local station run by the community for the community. VectisRadio.com.